play some offensive linemen, the crowd noise down there, how big a challenge is it to deal with all that silent count?
It's a challenge within itself, you know, just going down and going up against Drew Brees. But, you know, this is a time for guys to step up. You know, we feel good about it, you know, our game plan. So, you know, we know it's going to be a tough environment, and, you know, that's what the NFL is all about.
This team's been through, I mean, it's been through a lot the last few weeks. How do you think this team will respond? What do you see as far as the makeup of this team?
You know, I think our guys are very resilient. You know, we just got to continue to, you know, persevere in all situations and, you know, make the most out of the opportunities that we got now. You know, keep working, keep fighting hard, week in and week out. You know, and just forget about all the outside distractions. Play for one another, play together, you know, play for our coach.
Speaking of distractions, there was a report that when you sat down with Andy, you were concerned about assistant coaches you felt like wanted you benched. Was that one of the things you guys discussed?
That's absolutely false. Coach and I never had that conversation. You know, everything we talked about in that room was personal. It was man to man, you know, and but that never came up.
You're not concerned about that?
Not at all. You know, my coaches do a great job in getting me prepared, you know, put me in the best position possible. And, you know, I got nothing but the utmost respect for them. And they know that without me even having to say that on camera.
It's been a tough 3 weeks for this team. You kind of get a sense, you know, after this week, things are starting to get, everybody wants to get this thing fixed and it's going to be there.
Yeah, you know, you guys created, you know, a lot of turmoil for us sometimes. But, you know, it's cool, man. We just got to battle through it. You know, the quieter you all can be, the easier for us to concentrate and focus, you know, as individuals, as a unit, as a team, as an organization. So, you know, we're just trying to block out everything. You know, but we understand, you know, that's the nature of this business. You know, we're just trying to keep everything as low-key and as mellow as possible, you know, with all due respect.
Last one, guys.
How excited are you to kind of get down there and get going and end this losing streak and get this thing turned around?
Yeah, we're excited about this week, man. We're excited about this game. I think it's important for guys to come out and just, you know, enjoy the game of football. We know how tough it is, you know, when we got into it. You know, and now we're in it, you know. So you gotta cherish the moment, you know, take full advantage of it, have fun at the same time, and continue to keep pushing, man. You got to want to get better. You got to, you know, be destined for greatness in this game. But, you know, and that's everybody individual. And that's what makes a collective team effort to win football games.
One more real quick. You talked the other day about, you know, needing to get back your swag and so forth. And there were people who thought, oh, my God, he's going to be throwing three interceptions and fumbling twice now. You know,
see,
that's not
great.
What you're talking
here you
about,
go.
Right?
No, that's absolutely not. That's not what I'm talking about. You know, it's just, you know, I think, you know, just got to, you know, play my style of football, you know, at the same time still, you know, take care of the football and not be reckless with it. But, you know, be aggressive. You know, the way we played last week, you know, we got to be us. We got a personality as a football team. We got to let it show.